This week's Yatra term is Right to Disconnect. The global health crisis keeps changing the ways we live and work. The European Parliament stands up for remote workers' rights. COVID-19 forced both public and private sectors to quickly overcome the technological and cultural barriers regarding remote work. According to Eurofound survey from July 2020, 48% of employees experienced teleworking, and over a third of them performed their duties exclusively from home. Although remote work may be a positive experience, it poses many risks for mental and physical well-being. The emotional overload and feelings of isolation and anxiety often lead to burnout and depression. Teleworkers are also in danger of specific health conditions like eye strain, muscle tension, headaches, and sleep disorders. The topics of healthy work-life balance and the employee's right to uninterrupted times off are not new. The discussion on the right to disconnect has also been present in public debates before. According to Eurofound, the right to disconnect is a worker's right to be able to disengage from work and refrain from engaging in work-related electronic communications, such as emails or other messages, during non-working hours. Some member states' legal systems had already considered this issue, but in pandemic times, the need for general European legislation arose. What specific measures did the Parliament call for? Firstly, employers should not require workers to be available outside their working time, and co-workers should not contact colleagues for work purposes. Secondly, the EU countries should ensure that workers who invoke their right to disconnect are protected from victimization and other repercussions. Thirdly, remote professional learning and training activities must be counted as work activity and must not take place during overtime or days off without adequate compensation. It is now up to the Commission to introduce standards for remote work in Europe.